Hi, you reached emergency roadside assistant. My name is Anaya. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Do you currently need roadside assistance?
I was calling because I was supposed to be receiving roadside assistance on yesterday, but I never got a response from anyone.
Okay, now just one moment. What was the first and last name?
First name April, last name Marshall hyphen Starks.
Okay, just one second. Okay, so now is the vehicle still located at 6040 Goodman Road in the city walls? Want to be taken to 5544 Ranchview Cove in Horn Lake?
Yes, I assume.
Okay.
I don't know. See, the reason why I'm calling because I know how the police are, and I don't know if they've gotten somebody to tow it by being on the lot or not. So I'm not sure if it's still there or not. But it's not here. Nobody ever brought it to my address.
Okay, one second. So is that the CVS?
It was, yes. I assume it still should be there if the police had, if the company hadn't called the police to have it towed.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure that CVS probably wouldn't have towed the vehicle. It's kind of like considered as like, you know, public parking a little bit. But is there any way that you can find out? Do you have like another vehicle where you can just swing by there to see, you know, if your car is still there?
It'll be a moment, but I'm trying to figure out why I wasn't ever contacted with an estimated arrival time for them to send it to my house.
Okay.
Is there anything listed in the notes?
Yes. So what we have here is that an agent was working on the ticket and she sent it to the driver, but the driver never responded. So
They only sent it out to one?
No, we sent it to no ma'am. So we sent it to a couple. So usually when that happens, sometimes it comes back to the system, sometimes it doesn't. The system can just be a little bit wonky. So we do apologize about that. But before we can tow your vehicle, we would need to know, you know, if it's still there, because you only get one service every 72 hours. So we send a towing company out there today, right now, and the vehicle is not there, then they will still get paid for that service. So before I just send anyone, can you go back to your vehicle
not
and just
moment,
see, you know, if it's still there?
It's probably there, ma'am, just like you said. I was just saying, in a situation, normally if I had been somewhere where it was had a note up stating that, you know, being told at your own expense or whatnot, it's probably still there because I hadn't received the call. Somebody probably would have called me if it hadn't been told. But I'm just saying, in an instance, if it had been told, it's probably still there. My point is I've never had to deal with a service where it's till they constantly telling me they're going to text me or call me with an ETA, and I never receive a response. And every time I call, they keep telling me the same thing over and over and over again. That's just unacceptable because I have to go to work.
Yes, Sam. So we do apologize about that.
The store's not open, and I have to go to work.
Okay, yes, Sam. So I will send someone out there again if the vehicle is not out there and, you know, you only have one service, if you have to call us back again for another tow, you will just have to pay out of pocket.
I won't call.
And
I have to call somebody else now. I won't even call back because it's not worth it. I just need
somebody to
go get the car. I just want somebody to go get the car, bring it home.
Yes, Sam.
That way
I will be sending someone out there, and I do apologize about your service for today.
This is unacceptable. Is there a manager or someone I can speak with, supervisor?
Okay, yes, Sam. One moment.